Okay.
Still here. I was waiting. I take it you were fixing your...
Yeah.
Sure. No, afterwards then people... It was, you know, there were two ways to live at university. One was to be a Greek.
Uh-huh.
The other was to live in one of the dorms.
Yeah.
And the co-op house then later became like a dorm, one of the alternatives.
Yeah.
And but it wasn't big.
Yeah.
Now, quite a few of the people who were in the co-op house were fairly well known.
On campus?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
As a matter of fact, I was on XCOM, which was then the student body government, executive committee
at
one time. Cyclone used to write for the paper.
Uh-huh.
A number of the people in the co-op were editors or otherwise writers for the Daily.
Huh.
Okay. Cyclone used to review the movies at the local movie house.
Huh. Yeah, he was mentioning that.
Yeah.
And
I got to say, once it was a real stinker came to the movie house, and Cyclone wrote an absolutely scathing review.
Huh.
And the manager called him up and says, "We got a new one here. Would you come down and see it and write it up?" And it actually took it out long before it was normally ready to go.
Huh. Wow.
So there was some influence there.
Yeah.
And some of them worked on the, yearbook.
Uh-huh. One thing I was wondering about, you know, during the war, how did that influence the operation of the co-op and the membership?
It was sort of tight.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, after I left to go into the Navy, I don't remember. I remember hearing about it and seeing some people because I actually, my Navy tour of duty was at Moffett Field.
Huh.
And for a while, I actually lived in the co-op house.
Hmm.
While I was in the Navy.
Wow.
But not for long. And they had some problems. There weren't too many men around.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Bob Randolph, for instance, went in the Army, and then he got a medical discharge.
Huh.
That blew his ears out.
Ugh.
Or otherwise impaired his hearing at the time.
Anyway. Yeah.
Although I think he can hear pretty well now.
Huh.
But, so, and then some people were simply waiting to be called up.
I see.
And
so
others were graduate students. Now, I was deferred because I was teaching. As a graduate student, I was actually teaching military people.
Huh.
But it came a bit a cropper. But I think they managed to keep their head above water.
Yeah. So the reason that the various people there were not in the war was either medical discharge or they were waiting to be drafted.
Sure.
Or they were actually in the Navy.
They might have been 4Fs, you know.
Yeah.
Were
there any conscientious objectors?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh.
Not that I know of. No, we may have had one, but I don't know.
Yeah. Now, I know the frats shut down because of that.
Yes.
They named their houses after presidents.
Yeah.
Right. I guess... there's too much attrition?
Too much. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you in the middle of the war, why, you didn't have a chance of getting to the university.
Yeah.
As an undergraduate, really.
Huh. I see. So the graduate students had deferments.
They often did.
Yeah. You know, like what, the technical fields or?
Technical fields, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think historians or anything like that had it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Engineering, physics, chemistry would have it.
I see.
They would be doing some kind of war research.
Yeah, I see.
Or some kind of a, government sponsored research or something like that.
Yeah, so that probably most of the grad students in Walter Thompson House.
I think a large portion became graduate students. But now you've got to find somebody who was there after me.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Okay. Let's see. So there was an attempt to start it up after the war. But then you were just turned down.
That is my understanding of the matter.
Do you remember who was, sort of spearheading that?
No, that I don't, you see.
Yeah. Huh. Well, it seems like, as far as who else I should talk to about some of these things, any of these trustees would be good.
Say it again?
Bob Randolph, or if...
He might well know.
And you say Kirkpatrick is in his 90s now.
He's in his 90s now. How much he would remember about the clubhouse, if he's got his faculties flying,
yeah,
he'd probably do quite well.
Do you have a...
Bob Randolph, when he came back, now he may well know more about the attempt to get started, because he got an MBA from Stanford. Afterwards.
Do you have his phone number?
Hold on. Lynn?